AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The CEO of the Colonial Pipeline, Joseph Blount, told a Senate committee authorizing a multi-million dollar payment to hackers was the right thing to do.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry, and I know how critical our pipeline is to the country, and I put the interests of the country first.
Blount says he made the decision to pay given the company's crucial role in fuel transport and the potential for pandemonium arising from a prolonged shutdown of the pipeline. An FBI sting operation involving a messaging app led to arrests involving criminal gangs and the seizure of drugs.
Criminal gangs gave up plans for moving drug shipments and carrying out killings on that messaging app secretly run by the FBI, according to officials. The operation, known as Trojan Shield, led to police raids in 16 nations. More than 800 suspects were arrested and more than 32 tons of drugs were seized, along with 250 firearms, 55 luxury cars, and more than $148 million in cash and cryptocurrencies. I'm Julie Walker.
A Senate investigation of the Capitol riot found breakdowns in multiple agencies that led to the attack. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this should go further.
If anything, the joint report by the Homeland Security and Rules Committees has strengthened the argument for an independent commission on January the 6th.
Republicans do not want a commission investigating the riot. President Biden has a vaccination goal set for the 4th of July, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says it won't be the end of the story.
We want to reach 70% of the adult population by the 4th of July. I believe we can. I hope we will. And if we don't, we're going to continue to keep pushing.
Stocks have been moving up and down on Wall Street. This is AP News. The nation's trade deficit dropped in April after hitting a record high a month earlier.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit was just under $69 billion in April. It had been a record $75 billion in March. An improving global economy drove up demand for American goods, while domestic demand for imports slowed. Many economists expect the trade deficit to continue dropping in coming months, but some economists worry the recovering U.S. economy will result in a stronger demand for foreign-made products that would increase imports and add to the trade deficit. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A cicada is being blamed for a car crash in Ohio. Police in Cincinnati say the big insect flew through an open window right into the face of a driver. The car crashed into a utility pole, damaging the vehicle. The driver was treated for minor injuries. Cicadas are swarming in many places across the country. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.